when the markets get to be in the up and down mode, as we are here, highly volatile, some people seek safety. It's but in the TSP, the numbers are large, or can be large, of people doing that. For instance, we've gone from $119 billion in the G fund to $127 billion in the G fund over the last 3 months. However, the percentages have not moved that much because we are such a large plan. Most people stay with the program. Most people are comfortable with their long-term decisions.
The C fund also did not see a huge dump, which I expected it to. 24% of the money invested in the TSP was in the C fund in June, and 22% in August, and not a tremendous drop in dollar numbers either.
That's right. And again, I think it's the same thing. We've been up and down so much. I think that those who were really very uncomfortable with the C fund have moved out, and we've got more seasoned investors in there now who have been through this before. Remember, we have had ups and downs over the last 10 years here, and unfortunately a lot of downs.
Yeah.
But that's the way the market is, and I think that in periods like this, people understand that you have to be there if when the ups occur. And they can happen swiftly and unexpectedly. And so that's why if you have the stomach for it, keeping part, at least, of your savings in the market is usually a wise thing.
I was talking over the weekend with a friend of mine about timing the market, and we are like-minded when it comes to the idea that timing is a bad idea. And I just said, just for the heck of it, which do you think is worse, timing when to get out or when to get in? And he said the getting in part is worse because everybody seems to have a good sense of when times are bad, but it's a lot harder for people to get a sense of when times are good. And that's when you go, okay, things are about to get better, so I better go in now to minimize or to maximize my potential gains. And that's what really screws people up.
Right. There's a whole psychology there that, quite frankly, I have never been able to master or comprehend. And consequently, I take the long-term approach. I've never timed anything right in my life.
But everybody I know says timing is your forte, Tom.
No. Well, if you're talking about a 4-4 beat, I can do that kind of timing. But that's about it.
What else came out of the board meeting on Friday?
Well, let's see. We got a budget approved, which is very important. We've had a number of discussions leading up to that. There has been concern, of course, about keeping costs low, something we're always interested in doing. But we are a growing plan. I just checked some numbers, and I see that in the past year we've grown by 140,000 participants.
Mm-hmm.
That's a significant increase. So our budget for 2012. Is $143.1 million. That's an increase of $11.3 million from the FY 2011 budgeted amount of $131.8. Now, 2011 was a flat year, so we were at approximately the same number the year before. So this increase really covers 2 years. Most of it, of course, is in the record-keeping area. That's where the majority of our costs are born. That's our big cost item, $109.4 million or $5 million above the 2011 budget. Most of that goes for our data centers and our call centers, and that's an increase of $3.5 million right there. So, again, it's the size of the plan, not in terms of dollars being invested, but in terms of participants to
right.
be serviced. Same thing with communications. We have an increase there because we've got more people to communicate with,
mm-hmm.
As well as we've got the Roth project underway, which is we're creating a whole lot of new materials on that. They will all have to be reproduced and distributed next year, so that's going to be an increase of about $1.6 million. And then we're growing the agency staff a little bit as well. We're going to add 7 staff positions and get us up to a total approved full-time contingent of 121 employees for 2012. So when you put those together with the fact that we have an increase in rent, that was it's an automatic escalator clause in our rent, plus the fact that we're moving to a new building next year and we have to do some build out there, that's what essentially accounts for all of the increase. place.
So you've got 140,000 new participants. Is that due exclusively to auto enrollment? Is that a higher number than you're used to seeing in a year's period?
You know, I looked back and it was 140 last year as well. I did not look further than that, though, I must say. And we did put the automatic enrollment in last year. So I think we're having some increase, but not a huge increase as a result of that.
You mentioned that the storage costs are important and a substantial part of your budget, and that's because of the number of participants. And I think that's probably surprising to people, but when you say it the way you said it, it sounds logical, because my account costs probably the same to store information on as somebody's whose balance is 10 or 15 or 50 times the size of mine.
That's exactly right. You are exactly right. And that's one of the decisions that we faced early on, whether or not some plans, in order to recognize that point, they do a basic charge for the benefit of having an account, and then on top of that, there's a charge related to the size of your account. We don't do that because it gives a little bit more of a break to the people with smaller accounts that we're not taking a charge out of there, because those are the folks we want to encourage to save more.